real ones who put their life into this. Say it with me. I do this for real. Do this for real. Came from the worst spots. I started when the building that you in was a dirt lot with savages, raccoons. I didn't even have goons. I came from battling on street corners and bathrooms. When trouble hit Code Red, I stayed when most fled. I came from doing shows with promoters for no bread. It's true that in this music it's proven I've been through it. That's why I take offense to it when the fake men do it. I saw a lot of artists bail after their work failed. I saw them lose hope and quit after they first L. In moments I feel fear, my focus was real clear. So when they came and left and came again, I was still here. The good Lord bless me, ain't skipping no steps, G. You get better by practicing while everyone else sleeps. Even when I'm on top, I'm trying to add bottom and carry my family like the one in the math problem. I do this for real. Y'all out here pretending you only wanna blend in and follow what's trending. I see I gotta remind them when they ain't remembering. Foot on the gas, 100 miles an hour, no ending. You not putting work in, you not paying no dues. You sitting at the table waiting, you ain't brought no food. You ain't a real factor, you up in this backwards. But the script reading rappers, y'all ain't nothing but actors. I do this for real. As I hopped in, I was locked in. Me not being top 10 wasn't an option. The lazy ones drop head first with a top spin. How the hell you expecting a check but won't clock in? The money gets got by the world, not a hot mouth. A lot of them got knocked out trying to get block clout. You wanna get to it, you better study how we do it. Cause people ain't stupid when you faking, they see through it. It took me a few slugs, got hit when they threw mud. Cause in life you get whooped the most by what you love. If you say that you wanna get harder, get your methods in order. Cause once you know how to swim, you ain't scared in the water. Ain't no crying about it, that's the life I wanted. I rap for 10 people just as hard as for 500. It's nothing to bypass when building up my stash. I never took the shortcut, I walk through the high grass. I do this for real. Y'all out here pretending you only wanna blend in and follow what's trending. I see I gotta remind them when they ain't remembering. Foot on the gas, 100 miles an hour, no ending. You not putting work in, you not paying no dues. You sitting at the table waiting, you ain't brought no food. You ain't a real factor, you up in this backwards. But the script reading rappers, y'all ain't nothing but actors. I do this for real. I started my mission in the rawest conditions. And when I didn't have a team, I played all the positions. Some of y'all handle it wrong when all glamour is gone. I don't turn into a character cause a camera is on. Ain't never been an imitator, milking a trend. I done built it up, lost it, and rebuilt it again. Through the dark days, I was carried on the Lord's shoulder. Gotta have a lot of heart to fall off and start over. I don't wait for opportunity to come to the door. You running from the work and wonder why your numbers is low. It's humbling though, hearing me enforce these facts. I supported a bunch of cats who ain't support me back. Got smart cause at any minute the trouble could spark. Trying to balance the business part with the love of the art. Learn to be a leader, cheat out of free ya. Be faithful to your gift cause if you cheated to leave ya. Boy, I do this for real. Y'all out here pretending you only wanna blend in and follow what's trending. I see I gotta remind them when they ain't remembering. Foot on the gas, 100 miles an hour, no ending. You not putting work in, you not paying no dues. You sitting at the table waiting, you ain't brought no food. You ain't a real factor, you up in this backwards. But the script reading rappers, y'all ain't nothing but actors. I do this for real.
All right, family. Now, let me do this. Y'all think that cause these Democrats is importing these, and don't get it twisted. I don't hate immigrants. Well, they are not immigrants. They are illegal aliens. Why are they illegal? They didn't fill out no paperwork. They over here trespassing. They just come across the border, and they getting tax dollars that we offer up. They taking our tax dollars and putting these folks up, giving them room, shelter, and clothing when we got our own people needing food, clothing, and shelter. That makes no sense unless there's an agenda going on. Okay? Now, this situation in Chicago. They got a Hispanic community, but they dumping all these illegals on the black folks. Come on, family. Why not take them to the white neighborhood? White people letting them in. White people want them over here. White people putting them to work. Why not put them in the white neighborhood? Okay, you can't do that. Okay, why not put them in the Latino neighborhood, the Spanish-speaking community? Why not put them there? No, let's just dump them on the Negroes so we can push them out on the street. I'm looking for a video. Hold on. I know it's here because I saw it a couple days ago. Just bear with me. We got to pay attention to what they're doing. The Most High said he will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. Somebody need to know the weapons that Satan is using, the tricks and schemes that he's plotting and using. We perish for a lack of knowledge. Here it is right here. Now listen.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 20...
I have to pause it. Now, why is this country doomed because of us? Huh? Why is it doomed because of us? Is we running this country in the ground? Is we getting this country further and further in debt? Is we the one running around here with lawlessness? Ask yourself, why is this country doomed because of us? Here we go.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. Hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do.
Now, if they made up a larger portion of the population, you wouldn't have to import them in. This is an old playbook. They've done this before. It's called Blanqueamiento down in South America. When slavery was over with, they started importing white, Hispanic, Europeans. This is the same thing they're doing. Okay? This is the same thing. All right. Let me show y'all that these Latinos are OG white supremacists. Let me show y'all. Let me share my screen first. Hold on. Let me see. Shalom. Much love, much respect, peace and blessings. Oh yeah, thank you. All right, let me share this screen. Hold on. All right, let me go to the Bible. Daniel chapter 2. Y'all know about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. I got to refresh some people's memory. This is talking about the statue. Okay. This is talking about the statue. Let me give you a visual image. Let me give y'all a visual. This statue, oh, this will do. This statue is a clock, family. Maybe, hold on. This statue is a clock. It's a clock. You know, we was captive in the Babylonian Empire with Daniel. This is what this is talking about, okay? For those of you who are not familiar with the Bible. Then the Greek, the Medes and the Persians took over the world. First, Babylon ruled the world. Then the Medes and Persians took over the world. The Greek kingdom took over the world. That's why you got them mixed race Egyptians over there now. Again, with the Romans. They rule Egypt. That's why you got them mixed race Arabs over there talking about they Egypt. talking about some lawsuits. It's all in the Bible. Read the book of Ezekiel. But anyway, that explains how Egypt became white. How it became white. Whited up. Whited out. You had, they ruled the earth. They conquered. And they put their people there. Okay? That's how that worked. Then you got this is the Holy Roman Empire. Same thing. This is a clock. Okay, the Greek kingdom that merged into the Roman kingdom, which is still here today, which is merged into what they call Holy Roman, but I'm showing it to you. Right there. That's what they say. It's anything but holy. All right. I'm showing you the statue. You read Daniel chapter 2 for yourself. I'm showing you that the last beast, the last kingdom on the earth, this is still Rome, y'all. This is all of this. And these are the same people. The Greeks and the Romans are the same people. I've done several videos on that. Y'all gotta do some research. They the same people. They still running the earth. This group of people gonna be ruling when the Messiah comes back. When he returns. They killed him the first time he came. But when he come back, they gonna be still here. He gonna destroy the earth. He gonna destroy them. Okay? All right, now. The fourth kingdom. All right. The fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, far as much as iron break in peace and subdue all things. These Europeans that took over the whole earth with their military might. All right. And as iron that break all these, shall it break into pieces and bruise. And whereas I saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron. The kingdom shall be divided. Whereas I saw the feet and toes, part of clay and part of iron. Part of clay, it's mixed. I know you can't see that good, but it's mixed. Part of clay and part of iron. All right. What did I do? Let me go back. Okay. Part of clay and part of iron. Okay. The kingdom shall be divided. These Europeans took over the whole earth. Okay. They have a divided kingdom because the continents of the earth is divided. Okay. It's a divided kingdom. The Bible telling you that the last people ruling the earth, this Roman Empire, going to have a divided kingdom. These Europeans everywhere, how is it Africa can't manufacture no guns? They ain't building no boats, no planes. They ain't building nothing. But they supposed to be free. Huh? How about Jamaica? How about Haiti? How about the Dominican, wherever the black folks was at? Is that? Okay, I'm just showing you how they ruling, but you need spiritual insight to see how they are ruling. Okay? All right. The kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. The United States got over 800 military bases. When I say United States, I say that loosely. All of them are in this together. That video I showed, Thou Art Rich, is telling you they got together and called the Berlin Conference. Europeans got together and decided who was going to get what part of Africa. I'm finna get to the doggone Latino supremacy. I'm showing you Rome first. I'm showing you that they are together. Even though they have fights and skirmishes, they are all in consent when it comes to messing over us. There go the cake. You see the Africa? The Europeans is carving it up and ain't a Negro at a table. All right, let me get back up here because that ain't my message. All right, now, I'm showing you this divided kingdom, this Roman Empire. All right. Shall be divided, there shall be in it the strength of the iron, for as much as thou saw the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes and feet were part iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. So don't think they can't go down. Don't think they don't have a weakness. They got a weakness. Right now, the weakness is something as simple as the truth. Telling the truth hurts them. Think about it. And that's light work. Telling the truth is light work. All right, and where is that? Saw the iron mixed with miry clay. They shall mingle themselves. They mixing. Mixing. Rape. Pillage. You took over the earth. You mixed in with the indigenous population. Now you them. You took over Egypt. You mixed in. Now y'all everybody. Now you're the Native Americans. You just whitewashed and covered up our history. Now y'all us. With them. All right? All right, but I'm showing you the clock. We at the end, okay? They shall mingle themselves with the seed. This go your blood mixing right here. And they shall not cleave together. We ain't getting along. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall Yahuwah of heaven set up a kingdom. In the days, the clock is ticking. In the days, the clock. We at the bottom. The bottom. We down here. We done went through all the history, and we down here. I'm showing you what time it is. All right. Now, and in the days of these kings shall Yahuwah of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. So y'all, the ruling class, you ain't gonna have to worry about them ruling no more. The Bible, the Most High gonna give the kingdom back to the biblical Israelites. It's in the Word. You either get with it or go to hell. Either one, fine with me. But look, the Most High kingdom gonna break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. All right, let me give you something else while he's breaking in pieces. I'm finna get to these Latinos. He breaking in pieces. All right, let me give you something else. The Most High's kingdom gonna break in pieces and they consume these kingdoms that's on the earth ruling now. Why? Because they wicked. That's why. Let me go to Jeremiah 51. Now, the nation of Israel is the Most High's weapons. Okay? Jacob is Israel. The portion of Jacob is not like them, not like these other kingdoms. For he is the former of all things. Forming what? The kingdom that is to come. Okay? And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. This kingdom's world is not going to be left to other kingdoms, other nations. Just showed it to you in Daniel. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Look, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with us will I break in pieces the nations. And with thee destroy kingdoms. I don't know what else to tell you. If you don't like that, then hell might be where you're headed. It don't make me no difference. This is warfare. What I'm worried about my enemy's opinion for. All right? Now let me get on to these Latinos. That's a definition really self-explanatory. Let me get rid of that. Let me see here. Okay, Spanish. Let me show you another video. What was that guy's name? Hold on. Y'all bear with me. Let me see what y'all got going on. Now. Let me look in the chat on y'all. Now, Chuck Schumer, this is why they importing these immigrants over here. Okay? They know who we are. Now, look. Pay attention. He's talking about they're not reproducing. That's not our problem. Quit being wicked. What population ain't reproducing on his own? Huh? You know he ain't talking about us because they busy trying to kill us. Huh? If that was equality, why are you going to bypass the people that's here to bring in some immigrants and take our tax dollars and give them to somebody else? Let me get that back. Let me let that play all the way through. These doggone illegal aliens finna be voting. They already trying to make laws for them to become police in California. They already trying to get them to vote in other states. Okay. They know who they are getting. They know who they are importing. They know who they are promoting. Now. He said they ain't reproducing. That ain't, you know. And they don't want that. And they gonna bypass us and go get some people that broke the law to get here. Okay, they gonna bypass all our needy brothers and sisters on the street. They gonna leave them homeless. They gonna go get these people from across the border. Give them room, board, clothing, and shelter. Is it starting to make sense to you now? Okay, forget about that illegal undocumented. Mean they trespassing, they squatters, they're illegals. They're not here to help us. Okay, let me show you some more stuff. All right, let me see here. Let me show you these white supremacist gangs. I'll go back to that. Y'all. What's his name? I can't think of. What's this dude? Nick Fuentes. Now, y'all, don't forget now. The guy that did the Arizona shooting. He was listening to this guy. He named this guy. But yet you don't hear no clickety clack of the handcuffs. You don't hear no politician talking about it. But let's just hypothetically speak, okay? If it was I did something and I named somebody over here that's clicked in, well, let's just say N-O-I. And no, I am not a Muslim. Nation of Islam. If I did a shooting and I named somebody in the Nation of Islam, they gonna go try to lock them up. This is a white supremacist. Look. But y'all, this is a Spanish name. But somehow, black folks think Latinos can't be white supremacists. Okay. Let me look at the dollar. Glad y'all could make it. Those of you that are here. Okay. If the Roman Empire is dead, why do Rome have their writing on the money? Huh? Why not just English? Huh? If Rome is dead, this is Latin. These folks are Latinos. Is he picking it up yet? I chuck it to the side. But yeah. Let me keep going. Here go the, how many of y'all know about the Los Angeles sheriff? They got gangs. Huh? These are Hispanics, Latinos, whatever you want to call them. Let me play this video right quick. This, they got gangs running in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Okay? I'm just showing you the gun. You can move or whatever. Just don't stand there and let them shoot you with it. Okay? Commissioner Blass, former Los Angeles County Sheriff, villain the waiver on alleged deputy gangs. I'm going to tell you how you know they condone unlawful behavior. It's not criminalized. There is no penalty for being in a gang and in the sheriff's department. But if you're a blood or a crip in Los Angeles, oh, there's plenty of penalties. Okay? Now, they blaming, they saying he did nothing. Okay, what about all these other folks? What about the politicians, the lawmakers, the city council? They just gonna put it all on him. You see what I'm saying? Silence is consent. I want y'all to start thinking big, wide, and broad. Start thinking like that. Iron sharpens iron. That's why they want us listening to some dumb music, watching dumb movies, hanging around a bunch of dumb folks, so you can't see what's going on. Next thing you know, they're killing everybody. Okay, y'all get the picture. Y'all get the picture. Let's see if I check my sound. Everything's all right. Y'all would have done told me if y'all couldn't hear me. All right. Okay. Now look. What y'all think they growing for? Why y'all think this is not criminalized? Y'all think they just gonna grow in number just to say, hey, how y'all Negro doing? What? Huh? I just want y'all to start thinking. What y'all think these folks said? Could these folks be in the school teaching the children? Could they be on the police department? Could you be working beside these folks? Is they fixing your food? Is they in the bank stealing your money? Is they denying your jobs? Is they trying to get you fired? Is they making the laws? Is they letting our murderers go free? Where is these folks at? It ain't nothing to worry about. I just want you to start thinking. Make their job harder. All right, I'm going to go back for a minute to the OG Latins. This is the Pope Alexander VI issued a papal bull or decree inter cantera in which he authorized Spain, Hispanic, Latino, okay, and Portugal to colonize the Americas and its native people and subjects. In other words, Satan's church gave his people the go-ahead to go steal, kill, and destroy. All right, because the Bible don't give nobody the authority to do that. It also justifies the enslavement of black folk indefinitely. Let me see. If you read that paperwork, we were supposed to be enslaved indefinitely. When they created this, we were supposed to be enslaved forever. I've covered that, you know, in other videos. Let me see. This might tell it right here. Let me see here. But yeah. But y'all can type this up. The Intercantera, Ktera, however you pronounce it. Okay, all right, let me get this, close some of these tabs. Now, y'all also aware of the Latino council members that were plotting on taking power from the black voters in Los Angeles also, right? You know, that leaked audio, but yeah. I just wanna show y'all this. Spanish is the most spoken of the Romance language. That means Spanish is a descendant of the Roman language, Latin, with around 75% of today's Spanish vocabulary coming from Latin. Okay. 75% of today's Spanish vocabulary coming from Latin. Who speaks Latin? The Romans. Okay. After Mandarin Chinese, Spanish is the second most spoken language, native language worldwide. I wonder why. The Bible said they were going to be ruling the earth. Okay? The Spanish language is predominantly a phonetic language, meaning that the words are pronounced as they are spelled. These are other Romance language that came from Latin. Portuguese, French, these are your colonizer class. Italian, Romanian, Catalan. Oh yeah, Italy sided with Hitler in World War. Was it Mussolini? But they were fighting with Hitler. Yeah, they were fighting with Hitler. I just want you to figure that one out. That's okay. Hitler was a Catholic, okay? Hitler was a Catholic. Roman Catholic. The Italy sided with the Germans. And you got Latinos running around here. They do what they want to do. I like when they show their stuff. At least I know where you at. At least I know where you at. But yeah. Who fought alongside? And then Italy, they done flip flop, but okay, but yeah, they did fight with the Nazis. But anyway, I just wanted to pay y'all a little visit, drop a little something. Let me see y'all comment. I just wanted to show y'all that. Yeah, y'all watch all these folks. You watch us. You know, we have Judases among us. Watch us. Watch all of them. After a while, it becomes second nature to you. It becomes automatic. It's like you ain't even working. You learn to watch folks, it's like you ain't even working. It becomes automatic. It's easy. I'm telling you. Shalom, Brother Amos, and everybody else. Let me make sure I ain't forgot nothing. Start up, Spirit of the Most High. Let me see here. Yeah. Y'all, this is not harmless. This is not harmless. That's pretty much it, though. Y'all watch them. These Latinos, they are descendants of Romans also. These Europeans, Romans. Okay? Let me show y'all the judicial system. The judicial system. The judicial system. Hold on. New tab. Let me see. Okay. You got what? Why you got? If Rome is dead, if they ain't ruling the earth like the Bible said they were gonna be ruling in the last days, why are they using Latin legal terms in the courtroom, y'all? Come on, boy, this big thing all up in the way. Let me see if I find something else. Huh? Why not English? Or whatever language. They got all these big, look. All these Latin phrases in the courtroom. Look, your Congress, your government. I told you got a Roman-style government. Look at the Rotunda building. Huh? Look at all this. Look. I'm telling y'all, your faith should be growing right now. Your faith should be leaping tall buildings right now. Because the Bible said these folks are going to be running the show when Mashiach come back and destroy them. And they running the show. Just look at the clock and see what time it is. Look at that. Subpoena. Status quo. Now, military. Let me see, where is it? I'm looking for the Latin part. I'm looking for the Latin part. Maybe I have to be more specific. That right there is Latin. Semper Fidelis. That's Latin. Look, the phrase is Latin for always faithful. They ain't faithful to the Most High. They ain't faithful for justice. They're not faithful for truth. They ain't. They are not. That's what they are not. Non CB said, whatever, Latin for not self but country. Why not just English mottos? Why it got to be Roman mottos? Why your money got Roman writing? Your courtroom, Roman legal term. Your church, come over here, started by Rome. The slave trade, started by the Romans. The OG Latins. All right. This is Coast Guard right here. Okay. Semper Paratus. Readiness to preserve. Okay. But anyway, y'all get it. It's not just the United States, though. It's Canada. It's France. It's Australia. It's Britain. It's all of them, the divided kingdom. Let me show y'all. The police department got them. And you wonder why they shooting us down, killing us wholesale. Why a regular civilian can kill a mentally challenged Negro on the subway and nothing happened. It's all of these countries. I've covered it before. All them countries. All of them. Canada. All these European nations. They got some kind of Latin motto. They flying up on them. Babylon the Great. But I'm going to end it right there. Oh, I wasn't sharing screen. Hold on. Let me see here. I was sharing that one. Let me see. Can I share this one? I forgot. Right here. This is what I was meant to show you. What was that? Semper Fidelis. That's the Marine Corps. That's Latin. What was the Navy that I did? There go your Navy. It's all of them. Just check into it. Okay. They divided. They got a divided kingdom, and they worldwide. All right. I just want y'all to be careful. What y'all think? Let me show y'all. These folks, why y'all think, like I said in the beginning of the video, they dumping these people. They're not taking these illegal aliens. They are not undocumented. They are illegal. The reason why they are undocumented, because they didn't fill out the document to be here legally. Okay? Now they're trying to erase the word homeless and talking about unsheltered. No, these people is homeless. Stop trying to put sugar on doo-doo. Stop trying to put perfume on doo-doo. If you're ashamed of the word, then do something about the nature of the word. If you're ashamed to call somebody homeless, then how about helping them out? Unsheltered. Okay. All right. All right, family. Y'all watch these devils. Let me see here. I pressed the wrong button. Let me show y'all this, and then I'm going to get on out of here. Let me see if I can find it. Let me show y'all this video. Thank y'all for patiently waiting. This is what's going on in Chicago. Now, I told y'all how I feel about Chicago. I think the white supremacists is doing some stuff. I know we got some wicked folks, and I'm not absolving our people from doing crazy stuff. I know we do crazy stuff. But what I want to know is why there's no arrest for not finding the shooters. And why doesn't the police get demoted for not solving these murders? Huh? That's what I want y'all to pick up on. But okay, I'm gonna play this and I'm gonna let y'all I'm gonna try to ease on out of here.
Implemented by the Trump administration. As Title 42 has come to an end, more migrants are expected to converge onto the United States. And the United States plans to put those migrants into black communities. Now, Title 42 was a policy that was implemented by the Trump administration that basically said that no one else from other countries can come over due to the coronavirus pandemic. But now that the pandemic is over, the Biden administration ended that particular policy. And so we're starting to see an influx of people from all over coming over to try to seek asylum. All right. So y'all remember in Chicago, the South Side to be exact, they being city officials continue to try to anyway put migrants into black communities. Well, the black residents said, nah, we good. We don't want no more. And in fact, we are going to sue you because you guys said, you guys being the Chicago public schools, said that any vacant schools will be used for the fire and police department. And that contract was supposed to last until 2028. But the residents are like, well, you guys are not honoring that contract because now you want to put migrants over there. They're also saying y'all got almost $130 million to help people who ain't really supposed to be here. But y'all don't have that money to help us. We've been asking for a youth center and for y'all to get rid of gun violence and all kind of other things that plague black communities in Chicago. But somehow y'all don't have the money for that. So, of course, they are pushing back. But watch this one resident by the name of Craig said what his grandmother told him so many years ago.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants were taking priority. See, that's a story that a lot of people don't know. And it just, it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are, that my participant are third and fourth generation Chicagoans. Born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Carrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, and then it go abroad.
So as you also heard him say that he tried to apply for housing, but he was put on a wait list, and he's still waiting. But you see all these immigrants come over, and they're getting housing, right? Because one of the schools there in South Shore, they wanted to do up, if you will, to make it livable for immigrants. And they're like, well, I need a place to stay, right? So I am not mad at them, but what I love more than anything about this story is that black people are starting to wake up. Now, it is said that the majority of black voters in Chicago did vote for Joe Biden. And so it does my heart good to see them waking up. And hopefully they start to say, all right, we voted the wrong way long enough. Now let's vote the right way, whatever that is. Now that means somebody who was going to come in and actually help black people and not use black people. And so I hope that I see black people wake up all over the United States the same way they have in South Side of Chicago and say, you know what? We ain't going for it unless you guys do something for us. So y'all tell me what you think of this.
All right, family. Remember, they sent. Remember what they did to the Haitians. Let me see here. Think about it. They want to tell you why is everything about race. They sent the Haitians back where they come from. They said, we said, we don't want y'all. Let me pull this picture up. Hold on. I don't know what this video is. Oh, that's it. Hold on.
Unbelievable scene. Nearly 15,000 migrants, most from Haiti, turning a patch of dirt beneath a border bridge into an immigration flashpoint. The group swelling so fast, Texas state troopers forced to park on the banks of the Rio Grande River.
Now, y'all telling me ain't no more black folks trying to get over here like that? Huh? I just showed you earlier in the video. They don't want us in charge. See. Let me show it to you again. Hold on.
On the Texas border, an unprecedented, almost unbelievable scene. Nearly 15,000 migrants, most from Haiti, turning a patch of dirt beneath a border bridge into an immigration flashpoint. The group swelling so fast, Texas state troopers forced to park on the banks of the Rio Grande River. As Border Patrol late.
Where the state troopers at now? Huh? What are these hillbillies at now? I'm telling y'all, it is a well-orchestrated diversion and consent to bring these people in here. All these folks is in it together. Where they at now? But when the hue get a little darker, boy, they all get on alert. Y'all got to go back.
Agents on horseback tried to slow the surge.
Our expectation is to have up to 3,000 migrants transferred out from underneath the bridge to our processing facilities or to a flatline within the next 24 hours.
Authorities granted order an unprecedented almost.
That guy talking looked like a Latino or Hispanic, didn't he?
Buses also running nonstop to the few processing centers that aren't overwhelmed. Now, after leaving one home behind, thousands wait today, uncertain about where they might be tomorrow.
Well, Morgan, that southern border is a long, long way from Haiti. So how did they get there in the first place?
Yeah, Hoda, authorities say this has been a process years in the making, and they point back to that 2010 earthquake that devastated the island nation, saying many people chose at that point to.
They ain't got no room. They got an earthquake. Y'all know how it is over there. Hillary's stealing the money that was sent to help them rebuild their home. Hillary. Reports of her stealing the money. But yeah, we're going to send y'all back over there. We're going to send y'all back over there. Y'all too dark.
To migrate to South America, where they have been living for years, many of them working for the 2016 Olympics. And when those jobs dried up, some started that long, dangerous journey north to the Texas border. Border Patrol telling me that Del Rio was an attractive location because they believe the community here was friendly to the migrants, and the word of mouth passed along that it was a relatively easy place to cross. Hoda?
Right. Morgan Chester.
Yeah, they were friendly to the white-skinned migrants. See. All right, you remember Chuck Schumer said certain people ain't reproducing. He said certain people wasn't reproducing. All right. Okay, family, y'all keep your head up. I got a couple things in mind for this week. I got them in mind. I ain't making no promises, though. All right. Y'all. All right. Let me see here. Let me play this. Let me see here. Y'all got any questions? Let me check y'all comment. It most high close they wound, didn't it? We don't need no more devils. Let's have a layoff on the devils, all right? We got too many devils being born. The most high said, we're gonna have a drying up of the devils.
We'll continue with the moment of truth in just a moment, but first, a word from the official sponsor of Black Empowerment, Power Tools. There's no telling when something's gonna come up, so make sure you carry your power tools at all times. You never know when you're going to need to bring the hammer down, or when you'll have some trash that needs to be blown away, or some obstacle that requires cutting down. Don't get caught empty-handed. Keep your hammer close by. Keep that leaf blower at the ready. And always carry your steel. Power tools. Because no matter what you're doing,
I'm prepared to table in the presence of my enemies, so they can watch me